Board of Fire Commissioners, Tuesday, February 12th, 5:30 p.m. Present, Commissioner Pisano.
Commissioner Conley.
And Commissioner Zace might be able to attend. He had other matters. Is there public comment?
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. During your December meeting, I asked the board to explain to me how $18,000+ was used in the line item wages and salary other full-time. That line item continues to increase, and I have never really got a clear answer to what is being spent in that line item. You have not discussed during your meetings any reason for that line item to really be being discussed. Between the last meeting and this meeting, I was made aware that we have a firefighter at the Massachusetts Fire Academy. That has never been discussed at any of your meetings. I was wondering if that is a cost to the district, and if so, what the cost is. I also never got an answer to if we ever paid for any of the classes Chief Rude took for his paramedic, and I was wondering if we are currently paying for firefighter Gardner in his paramedic class. I would really like some discussion at your meetings to occur on how our tax dollars are being spent. Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is review and approval of previous minutes. Have you had a chance to look at them?
Yes, I have.
As have I. I'm going to make a motion that we accept the January 15th minutes as
Second.
Presented. In favor, Pisano.
Conley.
Passed. Chief's report.
Month of January, we did a total of 60 responses, 43 medicals, zero hazardous conditions, and 17 service.
Chief, let me interrupt you for 1 second. Which file are you looking at?
Which file? The, what's it called? Commissioner February outline Word document.
Got it. Thank you. Both great ideas.
Okay. I think that the utilization of the community coffee would be more likely to show response during our busier, more populated time of year. I think that it might be pretty slow in the winter time, but as an experimental thing, I think it's great to go forward with it. Let's give it a try, but the frequency may have to be adjusted.
It might be. We can do that. It might be actually a value we're talking about district space construction and money to this one meeting. Maybe we can do this now. We can get a chance to see what we have and see what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. No, if we can get people in, I would also say we ought to look to get that posted in the Civic Association bulletin as soon
Absolutely.
as soon as possible. Now, we're doing a post-incident survey through Pro EMS, right? So the one that Chris is proposing to add in is something that,
The one that Pro EMS sends out is just a, you know, 1 to 10 rating, how we manage your pain.
And we'd be having our guys do that if it's appropriate.
If it's appropriate for the patient, if it's a senior patient, if they have the time to do it, if the patient condition allows them to ask that type of question,
Yeah, I would not have a problem with that. I was just curious whether or not it would be possible to tack something like that onto the Pro EMS survey follow-up. Because that would just be a couple of lines tacked onto there, so that could go out to everybody.
Yeah, very good. How many elevators do we have in the district?
I know two commercial ones. I think there's one or two residential ones, some bigger homes. But the two commercials are the Art Center and the museum.
Yeah.
There's one in the library, but that's a smaller one.
Okay. Do we have a key for that one?
I think that's more of an open one, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's a closed chair.
Yeah.
Oh, it's more like a chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's more of a, like,
and for the museum, do we have the key? keys for that one?
We do.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we've got a set of keys for every elevator that exists.
Oh, okay.
But we, unfortunately, the two elevators are different from the Jack Center, and we're going to put different types of mechanisms, but we've gone over both now, and we've got keys for every other elevator that exists.
Wow, very good.
Part of GBMS training. So attached to your file was a draft SOG. We've had some issues with, had two issues with people not bringing their certification cards that they received through the biannual training to get by on GMS, not turning them in time, and it's a little bit of an issue. So between that and just the quality of the training we're getting through Prodigy EMS, we've made the decision, a draft decision, to require all certification EMS on the future through Prodigy. So people can take outside EMS classes, and we're going to encourage people to take more of the, more what we call, you know, high acuity, low occurrence event training. So quite training, interosseous legal training, things that they don't do every day, and things that they weren't doing at the annual refresher. So the annual refresher, dates and emails the sort of person, the practices, the medic and administration, whatever you choose, 6 months ahead. I think they set the 6 months, 90 days, and 1 week to be able to get email notifications that, hey, your certification is going to expire. And the SOG says it's their responsibility to get us a certification and they don't want to.
Now, as part of the SOG that you wrote, you specified that the certifications must be available in the vehicle with them.
Yes, and by code, they have to have their certifications, their paramedic certification, ECLS, CPR, those have to be available on their person whenever they want.
You say on their person. If we use an electronic means through the tablets
right.
In the vehicles now.
The tablets in the vehicles that access the Prodigy training system, and they can access, anybody can access, any of us can access all the certifications.
Okay, that's
tablets will have copies of that in the certification and the expiration dates. Prodigy also tracks all the required certification training. There's a whole bunch of annual required training that the Office of Emergency Medicine requires. So all those trainings are online in Prodigy. Prodigy tracks who had them. So Shane can go on and such can go in and say stretcher training. He looks at everybody that had it, the date they had it. Their exam and it lists it also. It tracks all of our required training in one place.
Chief, what's been the response from the union, from the teams?
So we put up a 2 week comment period and asked for comments.
I think there's 3 days left on that, right?
I think there's 3 days left on it. There were no official comments. So in general, the passing conversations that I had have been indirectly, that one or two people probably aren't thrilled with the idea. Some people in the past have, we give people the option in the past where they want to do research through Prodigy or go to a live class. And some people said, you know, I function better or I learn better in a class environment. And I get that. But I think this is also live, it's online, they can ask questions. It's not a live classroom, but it's the way training's going everywhere. No one's filed an official complaint or official comment either way, probably one negative. I'm a judge. have the ability to train some more board members.
Sounds like you'll be using more bandwidth.
We probably use more bandwidth, correct. And we're looking at this on, you know, going more mobile with our devices and getting rid of some of the desktops and going more iPads or surfaces, which are cheaper devices that are easier to fix or replace and store backup.
Do we have any capacity currently to have that live training presented on like a large screen TV in
yes.
the in the
Yeah, that's, we can. We can well right now it's kinda hard. Right now if there's a log on, we can log on probably in the desktop. So the captain's the lieutenant's the desktop computer and the firefighters the desktop computer. They can do it on mobile computers in the ambulance. The part of what we're looking at is we're doing iPads that'll I guess the answer is no, we don't, but we're going to get there very shortly.
Chief, there was a presentation that was done last year. Was it last year or the year before? Somebody came in, and for the life of me, I can't remember what the presentation is, but it doesn't matter. They presented on a screen in the big room, or on the TV.
Right.
So there's a connector.
There is a connector. Right now, most of all our computers, well, they can. They can take the surface out of the ambulance. They're kind of dedicated to them, but they can take it out and go in and plug it in.
Okay,
they
so
can. They
well,
can right now.
They could.
A little bit more
work. Right, but there was also I thought they used an old computer that was sitting there actually to do it. And I don't want to say old.
We did have an old training computer that barely works. I've used my computer most of the time.
Yeah. Okay.
Personal computer
plug
into it.
I'm not saying it's ideal, but there is an option to do.
There
it.
Is.
Yeah.
You can get it up on the big screen.
But clearly that's the direction we, I think, ought to go. Even if it's just one person watching on the large screen, it's I think it's a better experience than on the small screen. And if you have a couple of people watching at the same time, they have much more interaction effect.
Sure. Well, I agree. And one of the other reasons we're going to Prodigy right now is we're not confident that Cable Island EMS is going to exist in the not-too-distant future. So we want to make sure we're 100% ready to go. Cable Island's going to fail a year from now. Our medics are a year through their cycle. Right now they all start. They're all starting their two-year cycle. So we're starting at the top, and they can get all their threads through Pro EMS. If I wait a year and Cable Island fails, then we've got to find another class system in a sense of like much more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So our last contact, our last need for Cape Island EMS was this recertification training, and now we don't have that anymore.
Being proactive, it's a great thing, Chief.
Are we also squared away with medical sign-off when we leave Cape and Island?
Are you referring to the ambulance?
Yes, so we had, I had a meeting with Ryan Bemis. He's our medical director. We've got an affiliation agreement or a medical director agreement. We work under his license, the non-hospital doctor, ER doc. He came in and spoke with us. He had heard some rumors to Cape Island EMS that we weren't happy with him, which certainly was not the case. But he reached out to us and came in and spoke and said he's paid by the Cape Town Hospital. He was the association with Cape Island EMS, but doesn't work with Cape Island EMS. And our agreement with him and Town Hospital had nothing to do with Cape Island EMS. So, Cape Island sales or even no longer associated with Cape Island EMS. He's also reached out to Warren Sandwich, who has terminated their agreement, or will be terminating their agreement. He's seen it expired with Cape Island EMS, and he's going to continue on. I believe he was their medical director, regardless of their non association with Cape Island.
When does ours expire? So we won't be renewing when
that would probably be a recommendation, but even something changing now and
we're at conflict of interest. Actually, he's going all dressed up the other day as he was ready to go off on an interview.
Is that something you'll be attending, Commissioner? Any chance?
I don't know. If I can swing it, I'm in the middle of a real estate closing, so.
Gotcha.
But if I can get there, I'd like to see it.
I'll be traveling, but I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, they do. They do. They're training platforms, really.
Like that.
Okay.
Is that it looks like the tailgate's done. Is that a real
at all. That's just, that was they did that with their computer system.
Oh.
They've done it all. It was just their somehow Rob Dynan, I think is his name. The previous person that really used for graphics is retired, so this is the guy that's doing the markets now.
It looked pretty slick.
Yeah, well, it should be good. So it should be done
Do we come up with the final cost on that, Chief? Yeah. I thought it was 3 to 4, 3 to 5, yeah.
You're right, but that's what it was.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah.
It did look very good though.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yep. We've been doing construct for a little while.
Cool. Nobody's gonna think it's a town vehicle.
No.
A Barnstable town vehicle.
No, it's not.
Last Friday or this coming?
This coming.
Oh, this coming, okay.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a couple of weeks ago.
What time is that, Chief?
His office, and it is 11 a.m.
That's off Finney's Lane.
Yes.
Or should I get it down there, too? Yeah, that's interesting. Any objection to my joining you? Right now, I'm in town. Looks like I'll be around, so I'll connect up with you.
Sure. shot.
Oh, nice.
And they presented two options for a district space solution. And there are two options. The first option they presented was an addition to the side of the fire station. And in the addition was living space to firefighters. So a dormitory room, a new kitchen, which our kitchen right now is pretty much trashed. Lieutenant's office, firefighters, report writing room. The basement had a gym and extra vehicle storage space. The old fire station then turned into the district space, so which was originally was supposed to be offices. So the pump rooms become back offices. So the downstairs would be a chief's office, the treasurer's office, assistant treasurer, clerk, a presidential office, and a small conference room. Most of those things were what was initially intended for that space, and the spaces, they go back to that. The parking on the new lot side has four spaces there that are going to put in there, which would be the firefighters park, and the public would continue to come in through the main handicap entrance and the main parking lot. Main first floor is on one level. That was primarily it. Option two was an addition on the side of the station, also extending the new lot, and in the addition would be offices. It was offices to be the treasurer, assistant treasurer, fire chief office. I don't know what else they did. They basically added a handicap bathroom, a training room, conference room. Option two, to make handicapped access off that side of the building for the public, they had to make that whole floor 2 feet lower than the main structure, which required a lift between the two in the middle of the structure that the handicap from the 2 feet lower to the 2 feet higher elevation. It also only allowed it to have three spaces in front of the building. To the elevation, they could fit three car spaces, which means they'd have almost zero parking. There's more than 3 people working on that side of the building, so those are the big problems. That drawing was slightly more square foot of it, but it was close. So I think they said the cost was slightly more for that one than the other one. They estimated, but I don't think it was significant. The Prudential Committee met yesterday, and they took a formal vote, and they're just asking the architects to go forward with cost estimation based on option A, which is the addition being the new living space to firefighters, turning the old space back into a district space. So there's a door between the two. So the main training room and all the district offices are accessible 24/7 and separated off from the working area of the fire department.
Chief, where would the... I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
No.
Chief, where is the radio? Is still an active radio, correct? That's in the front room there?
Yeah, it's really just a small mobile. I don't know exactly where that would go. That office space would be executive assistant or office manager's space.
Right.
Which is fairly small, unfortunately, anyway. So we would look to move the radios. You know, we'd probably move them over to the lieutenant's office or report right off to the other side. That would make more sense.
Right. So it's
the firefighter's side.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where they would go.
Because that would be a backup in the event that comm went down.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's also, I'm going to assume there's an antenna, a larger antenna on the station that would be a typical portable.
I believe so. I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
There's got to be a 3/4 inch antenna cable to go to flip down. You probably have to get me for extended.
Right. As I just came to my mind as I was looking at it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you're right.
On either option, but since B is really...
A is really the option.
It's really the option. You'll notice that we also pick up over here a decontamination room.
That was a suggestion. The architects who've done fire stations before noticed that we don't have a decontamination room. So they suggest turning our EMS supply room into a decontamination room and a janitor closet that we have into a medical supply room. And then they build a new janitor closet in the unique section.
Much needed. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. Now, you also notice that the gym, they intended to do, it's a walkout basement with vehicles in the rear. There'd be a gym in the basement of the new section, which would be larger than the old. And what we've all talked about, and I think what I would like to look forward to is make it a
So Chief, we have, you have, in this plan, four bunk rooms, as it would be?
Right.
There are four bunk rooms, and we'll probably have relabeled one of those storage or future expansion or something else. There is no need for four bunk rooms right now. But if we ever, when we did have, when everything involved, everybody came back, all called people, they held people over there for, I think it was almost 2 weeks. People were moving out of the station. So if we do have something serious, we're gonna have lots of people in the station for a long period of time. And not just us, we'll have, you know, DPW, Electric, other, you know, police, other organizations as well. So I think it's important to have the space just in case. Each bunk room has the ability to put two beds in it just in case. And that's just, you know, regular storm coverage, we could have two crews working out of there.
Okay, so I get the two bunk, I get that. So, and I see the living area, day room living. We're in the, we were just talking about education, the online learning.
Right.
If somebody was going to do, if two people were going to do it together, where would they do it in this scenario?
They could do it in the living area. They could just do it in their general living area where they have. They could go to the meeting room. The meeting room's got an LCD display. That's fit. I don't know if they've got, they got 12 chairs drawn in there. It's probably closer to 20 anyways.
Okay, so on the other, over in the district side.
Or they could go over into the district conference room and do it there. So there's enough places they could do that.
Okay.
And like I said, I'm looking to try to get some kind of mobile computer. So when guys walk into work at night, they, or during the morning, there's three or four, maybe extra, so four iPads or services sitting right there in charging docks, and they just pick up in the day, and that's how they do their training, their medical reports, their fire reports. They get their emails through, if they're text messages through the computer, the dispatch. If they're all tracked, you know, we track people instead of trucks. That's the direction I'd like to go, and also simplify on the applications we use, so everything's cloud-based and newer applications are better than US software programs.
So in this scenario, there is no doorway, there's absolutely no doorway to the fireside.
Yeah, they show a dotted line just past what they call the men's room there. That's supposed to be the door. I'd like them to move it so between the woman's, so we go between the woman's room and the medicals, what does it say, medical supplies, medical store room, where it says the word corridor.
Yeah.
Put the door there.
So yeah.
You seal the locked door.
No, I get that. That would be going into the district, but there's no external door, which isn't a bad.
So there's a door. Actually, they bring back the old door that used to be the fire station. So if you look to the, it says entry there. So if you look more to the left there, it says entry firefighter entry door.
Yeah, I assume that was going into the bays.
So that goes into the bays and it goes into the gear locker and into the living area. So the idea is they park out front and that's the main entrance where they come
over. Oh, on the side there.
Mm-hmm.
Right out on the side door, they flip it around to it.
That's the gas grill area.
It's actually next to where the dumpster is. So it was the main door to the fire station.
Right, no, I get it.
Gas grills.
Yeah, the gas grill, yeah.
Actually, the big gas meter right there right now.
Yeah. Oh, and that's fine. There'd be no. So if somebody comes off the street,
they would go to the main front entrance.
They go to the main front entrance.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's 8 o'clock at night. There's nobody over here.
Yep.
So they're ringing the bell, and one of the guys is coming from this side to that side.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the solution.
Got it.
We have also. So after this was presented last Wednesday. Was going to be an addition and kind of involve us. I reached out to the police department. I sent the police chief an email and I said, what do you think? I said, does the police department have any need, interest in office space / substation? And so, and I wasn't expecting, thanks, but no thanks, but that's not what I got. I got, thank you, I think that's a great idea. I've got a meeting with the police chief Thursday. What might work for them.
Very cool.
I really don't know what that is. If they just want to know they can come in there once in a while, or if they want to have more of a formal substation to do it, or if they want off. I don't really don't know what it is, but in my opinion, it is that the more contact we have, the better. The more presence they have in our village, the better. The more we get to know them and know their names and they know town side to involve them somehow.
Yeah, very good. Final question for me, Chief. Is the parking for the firefighters out front here?
It's out front of the new section.
The new section.
Yes,
then there's, is that a flat, and has everything been graded down? They don't have to walk
I
over the broken wall?
I don't have the pictures of what that would be. They anticipate a forced parking space to be able to put there.
Okay.
That's what they anticipate.
Okay. Great. Absolutely. Looks fantastic.
So the idea would be that we'd go to district meeting after reaching out, community reached out to the public and kind of sell this. The May meeting we would ask, it would be an article to ask for money for engineering and architects money. So that would get us up to bid. And I don't know exactly the timetable would be. It could be a special district meeting next winter, spring, or we could go up to bid 90 days or at least 90 days. Within 90 days of next May's district meeting, we would go for the money for the construction. So I mean, one of our options is to go now for all the money, for construction, engineering, and architects. Problem is, the actual price we're going to go up and get from going up to bid is kind of a mystery. So if we could have too much, we might not have enough. So by going out now for engineering money, with the advertisement that you know we expect this project to cost X amount of dollars, and then we go back to the district at some future meeting saying, okay, this is the final design, we went out to bid, we've got 90 days to sign off on this to accept these bids.
But this is really more of a prudential statement than it is anybody else. This isn't yours to bring forward or ours to bring forward.
I don't know. It's an article to me. I think it's kind of a, I might just anticipate it's a joint article. It involves
okay.
all of us. So the district's going to post this article and
okay.
assuming the prudential will probably recommend it and I'm assuming the fire commissioners would probably approve it or recommend it as well. So I don't know
okay.
who would, I don't know who would come to work.
Okay.
I
get you. Oh, just good.
Our own, in that same vein, the articles that we will need to bring from our area will be another one for the Scott tax.
Correct.
And that's the only one.
That's all we're looking to go forward this year.
Right. In line with that, we had talked last time about potentially framing an article for renovations in the station, but in light of these developments, we had left it up in the air. The list of things that we would like or need for renovations in the station, I believe, are covered by the new construction. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yeah. So we were talking about going forward with money for renovation of the station. Our kitchen is falling apart. The cabinet doors, some of them are screwed shut because the cabinet structure itself is all we've also found out the new OSHA requirements that the Department of Labor State is going to hold us, is holding us accountable to. They've got a whole second floor of people. So the second floor of the fire station, my office, treasurer, assistant treasurer, is not legal space. Now, if there's someone going to come down tomorrow and kick us out, probably not. But if there were an accident or some other else they could come in and they could levy fines and tell us that we can no longer use that space. So that was why we were looking to go forward with an article. But this solves all those problems, solves the OSHA requirements.
Right. But I think as we talked about, if I recall last meeting, we talked about the fact that while this is going to be going forward for a possible reality, right?
Yes.
And the fact of the matter is it'll ultimately have to be voted on by the district. So that means there is the possibility the district could not approve it.
Yes, there is.
And since that's the case, I think my suggestion was, when we talked about this, was to let's start getting some people in for pricing.
We did say that last month, yeah, and I have not done that. So
but
do you think we should do that going forward and still have an article, or?
I think what we need to do
yeah.
is get some estimates, and they can be high level estimates, right? Which
yeah.
will include lifting the roof or doing what we ever have to do to make the second floor legal.
Right.
High level estimates. Then, in all frankness, you look at that, determine whether or not it's feasible, use those numbers as a comparison to what the actual cost of the building is going to be. So we may have a requirement, I don't know the numbers, 500,000 to do the lifting of the roof, to do this, to do that, and to the other thing. So we're going to be taking an older building, fixing it to a degree that we can use it as is. And from a business point of view, that probably doesn't make sense. However, we need to have A, be ready to do that in the event the article gets turned down, and B, in all honesty, it may frankly help justify the article.
No, I agree. I think you're right. Help yourself sell it and say, listen, we, the fire department needs that. So the kitchen's falling apart. We don't need legal space. We need to add on either way, and this is what we'd be looking for the cost. So for X amount of dollars, we could fix the fire station, or for this other number that's going to be determined,
yep,
we can fix the fire station and solve all the other problems, yep, at the same time.
Give you a high level number as a,
yep,
as a guide point, but you
no, I can get a high level number, and there's,
but it would not be an alternative article that we bring to the meeting.
No, I don't think so.
Right. I would not be in favor of having an alternative article written for consideration in the event that the meeting turns down whatever we're bringing to the meeting by way of some version of this larger joined.
So I don't disagree with what you're saying. I don't see anything here that would hold me back from thinking that this is the right way to go. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If the architectural estimates and everything comes back that it is some astronomical crazy number, then I think the reality is we have to look at that to do due diligence.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
yeah,
you know, whatever comes first, the chicken or the egg, right?
Right. But in the event that all this got turned down, then we would have the option of calling a special meeting.
Correct.
To present a formal article,
yep,
that incorporates the kind of estimate.
I'm with you, and as part of the justification, potentially, right, we could use the numbers here to say why.
Mm-hmm.
Again, until I see the numbers, until anybody sees the numbers, who knows what it's going to be or not going to be.
Right.
Looks beautiful. Where are we at, Chief?
So that's the I guess the facility in a nutshell there. Under other, I've got almost go back to old business, I guess. Under old business now?
I had, since we're talking about this, we currently have the remainder money from the parking lot repair that is being aimed to repair the ramp.
Yes.
The architects made clear that in this proposal, the landing on that ramp needs to be expanded.
Yes.
I would think that regardless of what happens, we ought to just target right now that expansion happens so that landing meets code.
It will. The parking lot, the rest of the parking lot, we've altered and fixed and fixed the concrete steps to meet the ATA. So I don't know, Mission Accomplished was the case. So the architect pointed out that there's a large handicap
there
in front of the station.
Right.
So as you walk up, the slopes can't continue from
what
has to get what distance it is. So in the middle, there's a flat spot.
This is the current flat spot on it, and it needs to be expanded. It needs to be a little wider.
Deeper.
It's got to be, we got to flatten out one more foot. So we're having someone come in the spring and kind of renovate that ramp. There's some dry rot, there's a couple of carrying beams that the hangers are broken and swollen, so we got to put some of that on. It's not a huge major job, but at the same time, we'll have them flatten out that spot by one more foot so that it actually exactly meets code.
Anyway,
that's going to happen. That will happen in the spring. We've got the funds to do that as part of the article on the floor, the driveway, and the walkway.
Excellent.
Okay, and I had, in terms of the warrants, I had a question about the January 28th warrant. We have two names appear as vehicle maintenance.
Vehicle maintenance, I forget the dollar number for those.
$540 each. I didn't know what they were.
So when we fixed the boat up, the new boat, the surplus boat we got, we had to make contact with a Coast Guard civilian employee who works on these exact same boats. He builds or does the electronics on the 29-foot Coast Guard boats. We paid him to come in and have a subcontractor help us do the electronics. He was extremely reasonable, and he did that boat, so it was much more efficient than he would have anybody else in the world work on it. When we found out that the government was shutting down, and these guys, especially the civilians, had no work and no prospects of getting paid back for the work, we had a couple electrical jobs that lined up. And one of them was the battery chargers on the engines for the Hurst extrication tools. We've been going through chargers and keep trying out, and the manufacturer said, well, you need to rewire your truck. Put in a 100-gauge wire from the batteries to these chargers in the back of the truck. And that we're potentially going to fix the problem. Plus, we have installed a new charger in the back of the truck. We also had some repair work to do on the boats. The boat, we were sending the work to get fixed, and it was one of the little things. And I'm trying to think what else. We got some portable radios, we need new portables, we need monitor the trucks. So we I reached out to these guys and asked them, him and his partner, with Chris Civilian Electronics, text for the Coast Guard, to see if they come to come in. And they did, and it was, they charged, they got $45 an hour with the electronics that we're using before, which we've been having trouble with getting $125 an hour. So we got some work done really inexpensively at the same time we helped them out.
Chief, back up for 1 second, if you would. So the charging problem on the, was it on 265?
Yes, 265.
265, brand new. Not even a year now, is it?
It's, no, it's like, it's almost 2 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's about 2 years old now.
So we're out of warranty, in other words?
No, this has been, so that's a, I don't believe this charger was put in by the manufacturer. This was something that we paid our electronics before. They were paying $125 an hour. We paid him to install this for us, I believe, before my time. Like anybody, I don't believe it came installed. It was installed by a subcontractor for the fire station. Now, the manufacturer of this charging unit, it's Hurst. I think it's Hurst system. The manufacturer of this Hurst battery charging unit has been replacing it for us. So I think this is the third one that's tried out. And they've given us free. We've been putting those in. And this last third one they gave us, they said, well, you know, we think that you guys wired it wrong. We suggest that you, they gave us a free unit, but they suggest you upgrade your wiring from the battery in the truck to the charger in the back of the truck. So like a 4-gauge, which is like battery terminal wire, like the size of your vehicle. So we had these guys rewire it.
Okay. So it's done?
It's done.
And how long has it been done for now? A couple weeks? Any problem with the charger?
No. But if there is the last couple of chargers, we went a couple of months before they died. So
okay.
Hopefully that was the problem and we're going forward.
Okay, thank you.
And the reason there were two bills is they worked together and they did do it separately for the same amount of their work.
Great.
Like I said, together they were $90 an hour. It was separately out.
Call them the next time I need
something. Honest to goodness, I think the same thing. Drop their number.
Yeah, no, we gave his number out to all the other fire departments. We could give him something like that as well.
It'd
be really good work.
Chief, are these copies for us?
Yes.
Thank you.
And again, they're just drafts. These are just for to come up with some budgetary numbers.
So the last item 15 under old business is budget preparation. Have you had an opportunity to sit with the chief?
Unfortunately, I had to cancel appointment to sit with the chief.
So I was afraid of, and I don't think Adam has been in yet.
Adam has been.
Oh, he got
yeah.
in.
Yeah,
okay.
I actually don't have all the budget written up. I've got to go through the salaries for everybody, make sure that all their educational changes, the contracts that the lawyers have put in there, so that exact numbers down. So overall, the budget's not going to look much different than last year. We talked that there's very little, there's almost no increases. We're looking for that we're doing good on budget. We're staying with the budget we have. There's really no reason to increase it. And there's some contractual increases we have to do.
So just to clarify, the chief and I were actually scheduled to sit down today, and due to a personal funeral, I could not attend.
Mm-hmm.
However, the chief and I did speak by telephone yesterday, and we talked through the budget and talked through open items there. So mm-hmm. I, again, haven't sat down with him specifically, but we did have the opportunity to talk through it.
And honestly, I don't have a really good spreadsheet of that to really show you everything. Clearly, we show you the percentages that we're at this year to date and compared to the last 3 years, so that'll be done shortly. I look out everybody.
Since Fran's here, I can ask you, when is your next meeting? Is that the one at which we would present an initial drafts? Okay. Sign us up for March. And so between now and our next meeting, we should, you and I will sit down again when that spreadsheet is further along, because we've already discussed the framework of it, and that should be pretty straightforward, plug in the numbers.
And if you send out that spreadsheet, that'd be helpful.
Yes.
And then you and I will schedule time to get together.
Yeah, and like I said, it's not great. Last year we made a lot of changes and moved stuff around, and as of right now, I don't know if it'll be a real big dramatic change.
Now you're out next week, Chief?
I want to bring our field personnel, yeah, so I'm not in next week. I'm away next week out of the country, and we got to have my car and be available for responses. You know, obviously, I'm on the phone, available 24/7 by phone, but I'm not going to get to a call.
I hope it's for pleasure.
Yes.
Very good. I don't have anything else, do you?
I do actually. I just wanted to review something here. If I could find it. Oh, there it is. Okay, January minutes, Chief. A couple things. I did not check because I'm not big on Facebook. Was the letter of appreciation put into Facebook that we talked about?
I haven't checked honestly, but I believe it was. I'll check with Chris.
Well, that's all right. That's.
We wanted to double check. We had to double check.
Good, okay. That's fine. Commissioner Pisano asked the next one, Chief, who could provide numbers for equivalent costs regarding switching phone carriers. Do we have that?
I don't have it with me.
Did you guys close off on, let me rephrase, did you guys close off on that conversation?
We've had continued to pursue the conversation.
Okay.
We're trying to get the numbers together of what we would actually drop.
Right.
By way of savings and what the ongoing cost would be. We know that the actual hookup cost is $3,000. But then what would they charge on an ongoing basis for the various services we want? The thing that we didn't talk much about last time in our last meeting when we were addressing this is we're seeing more clearly that security functions would want to be integrated in, particularly in this new design.
Okay.
And much greater bandwidth would be necessary to really optimize that, as well as the connection with COM and their
dispatch. I'd like the dispatch to contract out to monitor our security the same way. doesn't have any elevators to do that. We have to have fiber for that. And like I said, it's $3,000 hookup. We did get prices on those over IP phones, and there was really no savings there. Our phones are old, and they're a little beat up. A lot of them missing panels and faces. And by going voice over IP, they'll come in and bring their own phone system in, which would be a significant upgrade, technological and new equipment. The services that Voicemail that you can get anywhere on the internet in the world. They've got call forwarding for cell phones. They've got a lot more than we get, but there's not a lot of savings in it.
So my gut tells me that this is a spreadsheet exercise where we put down, years worth of costs and just...
Yeah, it's not going to save us money. I mean, I have to come out...
But
there's a value to it.
Absolutely there is.
Yeah.
And you got to look at what the cost, the increased cost is, one-time increased cost, monthly, annual cost passed there versus what the benefits are.
Right?
Now, I can't imagine why Comcast doesn't have a big enough bandwidth to send video, but that's, I'm not going to get into that conversation here, right? The only concern I would get into, so I think that exercise has to be done, right? It doesn't have to be done for next week or anything like that, right? But I think that exercise has to be done. And then I think in addition, we have to, I lost my train of thought. Try to stall there for a second to see if we'd come back, but it didn't.
Okay, you want me to hum?
No, you don't have to. Anyways, I think
I'll get
the next
one. I'll get a list of benefits of what the benefits are for the system. It's like $100 more a month, I think, so about $1,200 a year.
So the only other concern I have there is the reliability of Open Cape. I don't know why it's in my mind that Open Cape hasn't been reliable, but somewhere in my mind I've heard something about Open Cape not being reliable.
My experience has been just the opposite. When Comcast went down, this past winter window, we had everything go down for long periods of time. They were off. They didn't go down at all. So one of the benefits of them is they were what they call the ring system, where it's fed in two different directions. So if line go down and put them out, it's coming in the other one. So one of the big reasons to go to it is the reliability is higher.
So I guess and perhaps that's the case, I would suggest that one of the things we do is just quick due diligence, find another department that's using it, fire, police, high school, and just ask the question. Because I think the last thing we need, $1,200 a year isn't going to break anybody's bank, but the last thing in the world we need is for it to not be reliable.
Oh, I wouldn't want it.
No, right.
That's
but
the
just
reason I would probably should go through some more all around. I know.
Well, they also have to publish that data as a utility.
Oh.
I don't know, but I'll find out.
I'm pretty sure Comcast has to post it with the state. Verizon has to.
But Open Cape's a little bit different, too, though, isn't it? But who knows? Chief, I just think it's a good exercise.
Well, I know a lot of the folks, I mean, Barnesville Fire just hooked up. West Barnesville's hooking up. Palm's hooking up. The police, I believe, are going to be hooking up shortly. INS just hooked up. So it's not going to be long term, but I'm sure I can get a list of long term clients for that. Jump on the line.
Okay, Chief, the only other things, and we have talked about them a little bit, but I just want to make sure everybody's up to date on them. We talked about the naming party, or trying to get a name for the boat. Some things were going to be put up. I think you said you were going to get those posters up.
Yeah, they'll be up. Hopefully by the end of the week, they've got some posters down. They're putting up at the school, probably the library, the post office.
The church.
The church. Yeah, the church is open.
And then the other.
Yeah, but it's also on the internet right now, so it's online, on Facebook. And they've got a few, I think, half a dozen responsible areas.
Oh, cool. And then the only other one was the currents. Thank you. Yep. And what you and I talked about is we don't want this thing to be a report. 26 calls, 20 fires. Not that type of a thing. More like a letter from the chief on maybe the activities of the department and/or the seasonal things that people should be aware of. Right.
We talked about a regular column space and occurrence staff have more something more interesting, something that people are actually gonna read, you know, and get some value out of.
I agree. I think that's the last question. Oh, the job description, you said you're working on that?
Yes.
Okay. I think we're good there. Thank you.
Move to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.